All right, it's time for a new feature of the show. Chris, I'm going to let you explain it and let you run with it.
Really?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, it's called Let's Talk About This, and I think we have a theme song. There we go. So basically, Free For All Friday with a different name called Let's Talk About This.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. And I think we have phone calls ready.
Yeah, we have some people lined up. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Call, are you ready?
You're on Let's Talk About This. Go!
Yeah, if practice makes perfect, but everybody says you can't be perfect, then why practice?
Because it's fun.
Is it? It depends on what you're practicing. What are we talking about? Like bowling or...
Basket weaving.
Oh. Yeah.
But I was just wondering, why waste your time practicing? You can't be perfect. So what's the point?
Is this Chris Angel? Because I'm just experiencing a total mind freak over this. Nice. Nice.
No, but if I saw Chris Angel, I'd kill him.
You'd kill him?
That's not possible, sir.
Is it because your mind can't take that much freaking? Is that why you would do that?
Well, he was trained by Jesus last night.
He was what?
He was trained by Jesus Christ. So, I mean, you see him fly. He, like, floats up in the air. There's no...
Yeah. Jesus never did that, actually, I don't think. Did he ever do any flying? I think he just did walking on water.
Yeah, he could
kind
fly.
It's kind of flying, because you're kind of flying on water.
That's better. Right?
I don't know. It's just crazy.
You can
though.
Fly and, like, walk across the surface like that so precisely?
Yeah.
It's a good point.
But that thought came to me after I heard the stupid proverb, so...
Well, I appreciate that, man. Good stuff.
All right.
See you.
That went well.
This is going as you anticipated?
I didn't really have any anticipation.
No.
I just knew whimsical music plus Free For All Friday techniques would equal ha-has.
All right.
We got another one?
Yeah.
Caller, let's talk about this. Go.
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey, how you doing, man?
That's pretty fair.
Good.
You know, they gave that anhydrous ammonia deal up in Grandview kind of a cursory glance on the news. Did you hear about what all went on up there?
Oh, yeah. I saw that yesterday. I haven't heard about it yet. I was driving down the I-70 yesterday at about 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I saw all those emergency vehicles up there. What was going on?
Well, some farm tractor dumped over an anhydrous ammonia tank right next to the Handys.
Yeah.
They wound up blocking off Grandview Plaza and sealing the place off. I had come home from work and dropped off my gear and ran over to Walmart for the old lady for a minute. Come back, and you couldn't get back into Grandview Plaza. No entrance in, no entrance out. And they're evacuating people for like a 4-block area, taking them to the community center. I guess they thought that the hazmat team was going to blow that tank up and tried to move it or something.
Wow. Yeah, I could tell that was a big production. I haven't seen that many emergency vehicles in one place in a long time.
Oh, it was nuts. But the thing is, they wouldn't tell anybody anything. All they had you sealed off. They said you couldn't get in, you couldn't get out, you know. And people got kids scattered all over the damn place. Don't know what the hell's going on, and nobody's giving any information until it's all over.
Yeah, so are you displaced right now? Are you back home? Or?
Oh, no, ain't nobody displaced. They got
okay.
They got everything together. But
okay,
I mean, you know. Basically, it was 3.5 hours of sitting there wondering what the hell's going on. We thought terrorists hit or something. Nobody knew what the hell was happening.
Wow, that's really not what I'd expect. I knew it was something extreme. I didn't see anything like too tangled up from my vantage point. So I didn't know what was going on.
Tank laying on its side over there next to the Handys, but the weird part was that nobody was saying nothing to anyone, and then I find out later on from some of my friends that live up there, they said, no, they moved out of, you know, 50, 60 people, moved them down to the community center and locked them up there to make sure that they wasn't going to get blowed up.
Wow. Jeez, that's a fun day, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a big deal, but nobody ever cares about what happens to Grandview. We're just kind of like the armpit of JC, so.
Hey, man, you guys have Stacy's Restaurant. I don't know what you're talking about.
There you go.
To me,
some kind of class.
Yeah, to me, Grandview Plaza is the crowning jewel of Junction City.
Well, I guess that's a better way to put it.
There you go.
Have a good
pancakes
one,
today, Chris?
I don't know.
All right. Thanks for calling, man.
Later.
Doesn't sound real appetizing after a gas spill.
Oh, really?
No.
You don't think the two go hand in hand?
No, different order.